Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
This is Paul Hawksby, and this is the H&J Daily with some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. Well, it was transfer deadline day. I'm working on the basis that this is relatively time sensitive, and after deals we were discussing either did happen or didn't happen, we've steered clear of it in terms of the podcast. We did have a chat with Motti, who looked back on the weekend's football and gave us his main talking points. We also had a bit of a chat, as you'd imagine, about the football this weekend and more. And our old mate Richard Cracknell brought us the very latest transfer news from the Canary Island Lanzarote. And there was a bit more to it than that. So here it all is.
Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Andy.
Good afternoon, Paul. Good afternoon, everybody. And you weren't wrong, were you, about Dr. Tottenham?
No, Dr. Tottenham indeed did make a house call at the Amex yesterday. Well done to Brighton. They worked harder. They passed it better. They did a number on our better players, including Son, who always had about two or three men around him. And we were flat. We were sloppy, lacking intensity, had no goal threat. So we got completely what we deserved. And well done to Brighton. It was their night.
Yeah, it was. It's funny, isn't it? It's what a mad season this is. I'm not the first person to say, but teams just dipping in and out of form. I mean, Chelsea yesterday, the second half, that was the best they've played for months. I mean, since December, I'd say. You know.
Yeah. What did you think of the old guard being brought in? When you saw Alonso and Azpilicueta, what did you think? Be honest.
Well, I thought it was a bit mad, actually, to be honest. But, you know, it worked. So, yeah. Okay, I mean, I don't know. You know, it's very early days. And it's an interesting thing, though. When Lampard was struggling, I kept thinking, why don't you try three at the back? You did last year a bit and it worked. Why don't you try? And one thing about this season with Frank Lampard is he never varied from what he was doing. And I think that cost him in the end because, you know, teams will go in and out of form. And, you know, Chelsea have got good players. They're obviously couldn't keep that up forever. They were bound to start playing well again at some point, as we've seen with Arsenal. We've seen, you know, with Spurs playing well, not playing well now. But they can easily, if they win on Thursday night, could be a start of another run, you know. It's really only City have been consistent and Liverpool in the last two games.
Yeah, what good result. I mean, you know, again, you're comparing it with other teams, including my own. You know, you've got a few bad injuries and you just got to ride them. I mean, you know, how much game time has Shaqiri had or Origi had? They both come in and did a job yesterday and they came away from West Ham, who have been good nick, 3-1. That's a fantastic result. You know, they've been coping since Van Dijk went. I mean, look, I know they had a bad patch and everything, but they've done well to bounce back. They've found a way to get results.
Salah loves the Olympic Stadium. It's a shame he didn't represent Egypt in 2012. He bound to have won a gold.
That probably would have done, yeah.
That was a wonderful goal, blimey. And I noticed Trossard, who scored for Brighton, he has the look of a young Warren Clark from D.L. and Pasco.
Really?
Probably doesn't smoke as much, but there you go.
He'd probably thank you for that.
Oh, yeah. Well, he does look a bit like him. Yes, I did have my vaccination yesterday.
Oh, good. Okay, it all went smoothly.
Oh, very smoothly. Well done to everybody, the volunteers and everybody there. I know you had a similar experience with your mum. It was very well organised. And obviously, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. Of course I'm not. But I wouldn't have minded if they had injected me with 5G because the reception around here is terrible. I could have got quicker downloads and everything.
Do two for the price of one. You'd be like a human mast. Very short mast.
Very short mast. Britain's shortest mast.
Can you pop round, Andy? I need to send quite a lot of files. That'd be great. You could just stand in someone's living room. That'd be fantastic. 5G man. Andy Jacobs is the living... A mistake was made that day and he was injected with pure 5G.
Marvellous. And I didn't notice, watching the Spurs game, Michael Antonio's shorts, have you noticed he often does it? He has one leg hitched right the way up. It's like tucked in. And I was thinking, is this a superstition?
Is he a Mason?
Do his hamstring? No idea.
If he goes out, if you see him when he leaves the ground, if he's got a bowler hat on, no, he's carrying a briefcase and white gloves, we'll know, won't we?
We'll know.
Yeah, that'll kind of give it away. Yeah.
Definitely. And this time of the year, you get a lot of speculation about things, various things. And there are people who set themselves up as transfer experts. So you see them quoted on Twitter. And I saw this yesterday on social media. Transfer expert Fabrizio Romano.
He's good. He's good.
I'm not saying he isn't, but he came up with this one. Tip Liverpool to consider Conte as Klopp's eventual replacement. I can't think of anyone less suitable for Liverpool and their owners than Conte.
Oh, when you've got someone who likes to play quite open, expansive football and left, you're watching a plane play very dour football. It's not a lot of fun, I can tell you that, Liverpool fans. Yeah. So back off of Conte, I'd say.
They're much more likely to go for a Nagelsmann or somebody like that, or Gerrard or something. You know, they're not going to go for Conte, that's for sure. I don't know if you've seen the... I was looking at this morning. It's the Where Are They Now section in The Sun. Mm. Very good. And it was Where Are They Now, Mike Duxbury. And I was reading about it, I was thinking, blimey, he's 61.
Yeah.
You know you're old when Mike Duxbury is 61.
That's not the way it normally works. It's not like it's normally when the coppers are looking younger. It's not normally, you're getting old when Mike Duxbury's 61.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Probably talk a bit of Spurs now, as well as finding out whether there's much business being done on the island of Lanzarote, transfer deadline day. Richard Cracknell, old mate Crackers, used to sit outside the Spurs training ground for many years on deadline day for us. He now lives in the Canary Islands, so that sadly we couldn't have done it anyway, the way things are going at the moment.
No, he couldn't.
But he does bring us the very latest from Lanzarote. Good afternoon, Crackers.
Good afternoon, Paul. Good afternoon, Andy. Everybody lean into your wireless for a roundup of the 12th division of Spanish football, Division 3, in the Canary Islands. I'm sure everybody's holding their breath for the latest news.
So what have you got, Crackers? Has there been much movement? It's been a bit quiet, I take it, has it?
It's been very, very quiet. We've had no football played now for about 2 or 3 weeks due to certain world events. But Union Deportivo Lanzarote did bring in from Club Deportivo Tenerife a striker called Giovanni Rodriguez, 35 goals in 83 starts. 22 years old, he could be the grandson of Mike Duxbury. 61-year-old Mike Duxbury. That's how we measure ages now.
Well, a few of the other listeners, Garfield said, because Andy coined the phrase earlier on, you know you're getting old when Mike Duxbury's 61, so that's a new turn of phrase. Garfield said, you know you're getting old when Antti Niemi is finished and he's 48. That's a very good point. And Gab Cancello says, you know you're getting old when Sir Matt Pinson is 50. He'll always be the fresh-faced youngster next to Sir Steve Redgrave. I'm 52, you know, says Gab. Well, congratulations to you.
Marvellous.
Crackers, we didn't talk Tottenham with Motti because I thought I'd let you do that. You're a part of a number of Fine Spurs podcasts. You were given a chance to vent last night, I understand, after that game, which was a nice outlet, unlike a number of other Spurs fans who would have enjoyed. I just went to bed with a headache. It wasn't quite as much fun. But, there's been a bit of Jose chat. I mean, what did you make of it? It was quite a shocking performance yesterday. Probably no more shocking than Everton on the first day of the season, or indeed Brighton at their place last year.
Yeah, indeed. We all gathered for the last word on Spurs podcast last night, and it was literally just after the final whistle. And you try to give a bit of a balanced view and keep a lid on it. But I think yesterday's ended up being the straw that's broke the 50-50 Spurs fans' camel's back, so to speak. And the players, regardless of what any fan thinks, and I personally think he's finished. I just can't see. I'm done watching him. I wasn't brought up on this type of football. This isn't Spurs. This isn't Tedderis to do. This isn't Bill Nicholson's philosophies. And I've had enough personally. But it looks like the players have had enough. It looks like that they're finished with him. They wasn't trying a leg yesterday. There is players in that squad that are average at best and do need to go whoever comes in. And at the moment, average players look abject and terrible, and the good players look poor. They're just not trying a leg. And we all know that finishes when that happens, when the dressing room's gone. There's no coming back from it. And sadly, Jose Mourinho has form for it. De Bruyne, Mkhitaryan, Luke Shaw, Mo Salah, the Real Madrid squad. So it is just history repeating itself. I think it's just a matter now, Paul and Andy, of when. I don't think it will be this season. I think he'll see this season out. But next season, in comes yet another new man, manager 14, 15, I think that is, under Enoch, and we go again. It's all quite depressing at the moment.
Mm.
Do you not think, though, Crackers, it's just this season? I mean, your team is like my team. It's the same thing. They were going well. It's 6th of December, I'm looking back. Tottenham beat Arsenal 2-0. Everybody's talking about them as title contenders. They're getting the final of the... They're qualified easily in the Europa. They're in the final of the Carabao, you know, and you just wonder if it's just a very bad spell and that it could be turned around, you know, for example, on Thursday night, could look different, you know. I mean, it is that sort of season. I don't think Daniel Levy will do anything about it at this point.
No, well, normally you can see teams that are having blips, and man alive, there is some, as you say. It's been a crazy season with teams dipping in and out of form, and only really Man City looking like that they've been anything near consistent. But there's a difference in a blip and when a team seems to stop trying, because they're just not running. It's not bad luck or just bad form. You can see that they're just not playing for him. And that's different to a blip. And where we are at the moment has come from that early season form. First 11 games was fantastic, as a good friend Lee McQueen pointed out on the pod last night. 2.2 points per game from the first 11. And then the last 11, 1.1. We literally got to a point of that Liverpool game and fell off the edge of a cliff, absolutely falling off the edge of the cliff. There's obviously something's gone on, which means that's happened. And, you know, you don't have to look too far for the smoking gun with what's going on with Dele Alli, what's going on with Serge Aurier, what's been going on with Toby Alderweireld, in and out. You know, there is something going on behind the scenes. We'll never find out what it is, but you can pretty much point at that and say, behind the scenes, there's big, big problems, and this is now being transmitted onto the pitch and in performances.
Crackers, just remind us of the name of that young striker you told us about. We're going to say you heard it here first. That was quite a decent haul, wasn't it? 25 goals in 85 games.
35, I think.
35 goals. What's his name?
35 goals. 35 goals in 83 starts, 22 years old, Giovanni Rodriguez. I'm off down to the ground now, see if I can go and sign myself as his agent.
Yeah,
and Lanzarotti and Eric Hall.
You could be the new Mino Raiola. I see you wandering around in your shell suit.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Andy, news today that Kate Bingham has been appointed the first chair of the UK's Vaccines Task Force. Well, she was last May, and many people feel she's doing a fine job from that point of view.
Good job, you're
an example of that yesterday. She's got an interesting background. She was a pioneer of bog snorkeling and I think was an organiser of the first World Championship. So can we get the bloke who does the cheese rolling to sort out track and trace? It seems to make, sense, wouldn't
That's
it,
really? That's a good idea, really. And I like this as well. We may speak to him later in the week or even today. I'm not sure if he's available, but a rector is using a cardboard cutout of Peter Crouch to show what 2 metres of social distancing looks like.
He's joining us tomorrow, Andy.
I won't be here, but I'm sure it'll be a good chat. The Reverend Nick Broomfield said the 6'7" former footballer's image was the perfect way to get the message across to his congregation. And I was thinking, you know, when they reduce it, when we come out of this particular tier to sort of one and a half, does he get a cut out of Alan Wright?
Possibly. As we get closer to each other, the players just get smaller.
Smaller.
That's
something like that.
That's a very good point.
Diego Maradona. It's very unseemly what's going on after his death. It's a very unfortunate thing. And I don't know if you saw the story, I think this was in The Sun on the weekend, from his doctor, who faced more fury when it emerged. He said that he was going to end up kicking the bucket. And you think to yourself, I mean, I speak a bit of Spanish. I spent a bit of time in Argentina. I've never heard that expression. I wouldn't imagine he actually said that, would you?
I wouldn't have thought so.
Yeah. And what else have we got? Oh, yeah, this... these people who write in. This bloke wrote into the Star. He said, 6 games on Saturday on the Premiership, and which do the BBC give us? 18th versus 19th in the league. Disgusting, he said.
They're all on,
as if the BBC had the choice. Oh, yeah, they didn't want Manchester United and Arsenal. No, they wanted that game.
That was a good game. What's wrong with him? It's too old.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Joining us now to reflect on the weekend's big talking points, it's John Motson. Good afternoon, Motty. You probably remember the days pre-transfer deadline day as well, Motty, don't you?
Well, I do, and it used to be absolutely crackling, didn't it, all through the day. And today's been comparatively slow, still waiting, of course, to hear about, as you said, Ben Davis and Ozan Kabak going to Liverpool. But otherwise, it's very much a matter of speculation. He might do this, he might go there. They might let so-and-so... It goes on till 11 o'clock, of course, on TalkSport.
Yes, indeed. We'll keep it on.
I prefer the old days when they could just do a transfer. You could unsettle a player and then get him into your club. Those were the days.
Which is why they outlawed it, of course. Now, we should talk about Liverpool because, you know, to Mane and Firmino. Mane was their best player on Thursday night. No Mane, Firmino on the bench. But they found a way. That was a very good result against West Ham, who'd been going well until then.
Yes, and also a landmark here because Mo Salah's 2 goals have taken him past 20 in all competitions this season. That's the 4th season in a row he's achieved that, Paul. And his next target is the Ian Rush record. Ian Rush did it for 6 seasons running from 1981 to 1987. So quite a landmark there for Salah.
That second goal, though, was brilliant, wasn't it? I mean, you know.
Great control,
Yeah, people don't like it if you praise another team's goals, but I thought that was a wonderful goal.
Looking back, Andy, do you think Jose was right to let him go? Kevin De Bruyne, I think that was a mistake.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know.
Lukaku.
All right, you two. Don't
He's working his magic for us now. Don't worry about it when Dele Alli's gone. It was. Shaqiri, I thought that was. I mean, again, he doesn't get a lot of game time, but I thought he put in a real shift.
He's always been good.
He did very well for them, didn't he?
Yes, he did, and I think Jurgen Klopp may have got over that little dip in form now. I mean, City have won twice in London in the course to go 3 points clear, but I think Liverpool are really on their tails again now, coming up into the top 4, and Liverpool this week Well, they play Brighton in the midweek game at Anfield. And also, of course, next weekend, it's Liverpool versus Manchester City. And if I could just talk about City for a moment, Paul.
Sure.
Their record recently, I mean, is it 19 games now unbeaten? 3 points clear at the top. And in January, they won all 9 games they played against, across all competitions, obviously League and Cup. The first time they've won that many matches in a single month in their entire 126-year history.
Wow.
And I'm still looking for a team who have also done that. 9 games in a month, obviously a lot to do with the fixture congestion, but yeah, goodness me, there's no stopping them at the moment, is there?
Absolutely.
No, it's amazing, isn't it? Because they weren't playing well at the start of the season. But just going back to that Liverpool game, I did like Milner's reaction, because he was obviously angry to get substituted, but it was big of him. You know, it was just said everything about James Milner, that he acknowledged that he was wrong, that Klopp was right. Jones set up the goal, he set up the second goal, and it was a good substitution. It was a nice moment there, I thought.
Yeah, absolutely. Bamford for England. He was on breakfast today. He always comes across very well.
But
he's suddenly being talked about, isn't he, as a potential England player, Motti?
Well, the quality of his goal was fantastic, wasn't it? And he had a hand in the other two. And I mean, at the moment, Leeds, of course, are a team you can't take your eyes off them, because whether they're winning or losing, they're producing something unusual. And they really are going hell for leather in their first season back up into the Premier League. And that was an unexpected win, I think, from where I sit, that one at Leicester.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. 29 points at this stage of the season is a great effort by them. The only thing I think about Bamford is he misses it loads of simple chances. When he scores, they're always great goals.
Mm.
But I think he needs to improve on.
So is that old Gordon Strachan line about Huckabee, wasn't it? He's a scorer of great goals, but not a great goal scorer. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'd say it's an element of that. But it doesn't mean he can't change that, but there is an element of that at the moment.
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely.
What should we look at? I mean, some of the other big talking points.
Can we just look at the bottom for a minute?
Of course, Marty,
Because I just wonder whether there's a danger here that the bottom three might get cut off. Sheffield United, West Brom, Fulham. Not a good weekend for any of them, really. I mean, it didn't help that West Brom and Fulham shared the points, of course, although Mabaya Diagne seems to be a decent signing for West Brom. That one obviously is done and dusted. Indeed, he made a goal. But there is a gap now because of Brighton beating Tottenham and because of Burnley. I know Burnley lost at Chelsea, but they've improved recently. And I just wonder whether perhaps the table is taking shape now. And tomorrow night, Sheffield United against West Brom. That's the standout game in terms of what's riding on it of all the games in midweek. So I really think now those three have got it all on to survive.
Two of the other teams down now, towards the bottom, not obviously in that relegation zone necessarily, but Burnley really flat against Chelsea, weren't they, Motti? It was quite a bit of a shocking performance, really, by them.
Well, especially after their previous three wins, you would be surprised. But it's the first win for Thomas Tuchel, of course, which I'm sure Andy's very pleased about. The two fullbacks, if I can call them that, scoring the goals. But I think Burnley, the way they've been playing recently until yesterday, I think they've got enough to stay out of the relegation zone. But we shall see. And goodness me, it's a busy time, isn't it? Everybody's playing in midweek again, of course.
Yeah, tough for Wolves as well at the moment.
I think
I went in the with a Paddy Power accumulator last week on Palace to beat them, because they didn't look convincing during the week last week. And so it proved Nuno Santos' toughest period he's experienced.
Well, I did say that a couple of programmes ago, Paul, and you and Andy rather shouted me down. but no, fair enough. I mean, you wouldn't expect them to get dragged into that, would you?
No.
But ever since that terrible injury, you know, they haven't really got back on track, have they?
No.
Since Raul fractured his skull.
Yeah.
And they've got a lot to do now, because the games are coming up thick and fast, as I say, and Wolves will have to be looking for a win that sort of turns this run around.
I think one of the bad things about this sort of season, the way it's going, is the fact that because teams have got to be on telly every game because there's no fans, you find a situation where Chelsea are playing Spurs on Thursday night. Both teams... Yeah, both teams have got games on Saturday, haven't
I think
they?
It's Sunday, Andy. I think they've been switched. They've been switched.
Well, that's good, yes, yeah. Because it did look like it was going to be Saturday, and it just thought, that's too much for the players. It's not, you know, I think there has been too much football. You know, I mean, I'm loving it. I spoke to somebody yesterday who's involved with football, goes to every game, and they said the games are like pre-season games. It is hard without the fans. We've kind of got used to it, but not got used to it.
Hmm. You know, you hear every shout from the touchline, and you hear every kick of the ball, don't you? And there's a dreadful lack of atmosphere, and at times there are games which you make you think, "God, this could be a practice match," you know, because obviously when it goes quiet, that it's different to being in a full stadium. Mm.
Finally, Motti, a quick word for Newcastle. Callum Wilson, good performance by them. That was a big result. Well, we'll find out if it's a big result probably this week and next weekend. Can they build on it?
Yeah, we said on Friday, didn't we, that Callum Wilson was due a goal, and he went out and he got two against Everton. So that'll be a turning point maybe for Newcastle. I think Graham Jones coming in to help Steve Bruce may also be a factor. But if Newcastle can build on that, then they'll probably collect the points they need to find the way to safety, which at one point it was beginning to look very, very dodgy.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
I was looking at Swansea's shirt. I don't know if you've seen it. It looks like it's got bloodstains on it. I don't know if it was designed by Terry Butcher. It's a really odd design.
Really?
I've
not seen it.
The away shirt. Oh, yeah. Have a look at the away shirt.
It's not sold as the bloodstained shirt, is it?
No, just, not, of course not.
Just sort of looking at it. Let's have a look. Is it the third kit? Is this right? Or
it's a sort of turquoise with a sort of blood red front.
No, I've not noticed that. I'll go and check it out.
Okay. And Brian Alden wrote to The Sun today, and I think he's got a point about this. He says, Eric Cantona didn't lose his job as a Manchester United player when he made a kung fu kick at a fan who mocked him in 1995. So why was a bin man sacked for doing the same? Well done for bringing back to sport, Brian, for doing the same to a snowman. The world has gone mad, said Brian. Well, it probably has. Yeah. But it was a bit of an odd story, that story at the end of last week. You know, it was not a nice thing to do, but it was going to melt anyway. I did have a bit.
It was worth losing your job for. You could tell that to the crying kids. It was going to melt anyway.
They were going to be disappointed in a lesson in life.
I mean, you're saying it was literally snowflakey, were you? Is that what you're suggesting?
I'd say it was.
Yeah.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
There we are. Life returns to normal with a window slammed shut tomorrow. It'll be myself and Max Rushton from One. If you can listen to us, great. If not, the podcast will be available at around 5.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.